Content warnings for apocalypse, loud, jarring sounds throughout the episode, violence, mentions of death and mass death, mentions of cults, mentions of failed intervention, allusions to death of a family member, allusion to mental illness, mentions of sickness, reference to starvation, captivity, body horror, attempted murder, interpersonal conflict between main characters. Listener discretion is advised. The Listless Network presents On Asphalt Bones, Episode 10, To Be But One Amongst Millions.
The end. An end of sorts, perhaps, but the end, nonetheless. The judgment is gone. The ineffable is gone. The sky is blue and the sun is visible for the first time in a year. The birds sing as though nothing were ever wrong. Cities are burning. Skyscrapers collapsing, people are still bleeding and dying, but the judgment is gone. The ineffable is gone. The vault is gone, and yet I am here. And I am alone. Am I not the same as them? I lie here bleeding, and my blood is red. My body aches, and eyes brim with tears as they try to remove the dust that fills them. It is human to cry, isn't it? So why doesn't it feel it? No. This body is human, but the rest, the mind, the soul, whatever it might be, that is beyond this world. And yet, the vault chose me. What good came from feeling wanted? This feeling. Humans live and die for it. Risk their livelihoods for the promise of belonging, and yet belonging has reduced me. Reduced the world to this. Pile of rubble and suffocating limbs. I truly am no better. I was played for a fool, deceived. And yet here, now I sit while the vault is... Even after everything, it didn't even care. The ineffable didn't even care for its greatest follower. Even after everything, did the judgment? So where do I fit into all of this? I'm too human to be a monster yet. After all that I've done, too monstrous to face humans as an equal. I'm a scar. An ugly wound clinging stubbornly onto the face of a species to which I can't claim to belong. I! Judgment! You're still there! I know you are! Answer me! Answer me!
Mommy. A person.
Gab, don't go over there. Don't look at the bodies.
This one's moving, Mommy.
Hello, mister. Are you okay?
Mister.
Hey, hey, get away now. Give them some room to breathe. I'm so sorry about the little one. Are you okay? Yeah, me too. Did you lose anyone? I'm going to give you some space. I need to stop Gab from running off too far. I'll come back for you in a moment, okay? Gab, slow down, sweetie. God, how can you run so fast? So little one.
It's truly over, huh? Hey! Wait up!
What's up?
The world's kind of fallen apart. Where are you planning on going?
I hadn't figured that out yet. Currently, I'm looking after Gab. After that, we can't be the only ones left, right?
You might be onto something. What's your name?
Julia. Julie Ashton. And you? Hey, what? Are you okay? What's going on?
I'm fine. I'm fine. And as for your question, I didn't really like my name, to be honest. It just never felt like me.
Oh, okay.
Mommy, I found another one, Mommy.
Oh, that's wonderful, honey. You wait here.
I should help, shouldn't I?
Well, help then.
Okay.
Sorry.
What for?
Yelling. That self-pity thing you keep doing?
Huh.
That's not gonna win you any friends, you know.
Self-pity?
Hello!
Hey, honey. Did you find somebody?
Yep. They can't move, though.
Oh. Come away from that. From them, honey.
Shouldn't we try to help them?
They can make it. We shouldn't bother them.
Okay.
Hey, Julia? Is that you?
Steve? You're okay! Work friend. Come on.
Do I...
Would you rather die roaming this wasteland?
Perhaps that's the fate that I...
You are going to sort that attitude out. You're coming with us, and you're surviving. Too many people have died... Too many people have sacrificed too much for you to waste it.
You coming or not?
Hang on 1 second.
Wow, these beans are really good. How come you just had all this stuff?
I was well prepared, let's say.
Well, I, for one, am grateful. I don't know where we'd be without you. I'm sorry, what did you say your name was again?
Jesse. We kind of rushed intros. Should we go around again?
Gab! up. I like dinosaurs.
Okay. I'm Jessie, as I just said, and I like zombie movies.
What's a zombie?
Nothing for you to worry about, honey. I'm Julia. This is Gab, short for Gabriel. I like... I'll get back to you on that one.
Stephen? Steve. Same as Julia.
Guess that's what we get for slaving away for Thorpe for so long, huh?
I was called the Inquisitor.
What, like the Spanish Inquisitions?
Yes, quite.
We found them buried under the rubble. I think they might have some kind of brain damage, perhaps.
What? No, I'm perfectly fine. I...
Perhaps they should go and lie down. Come on. Gab, you too, honey.
No.
Fine. I'll get one of Jesse's tents set up for... the Inquisitor. Then you're going to bed.
Why did you lie?
What do you mean?
Saying I had brain damage. I don't.
Oh yeah? What's your name?
I told you it's...
The Inquisitor? I rest my case. Look, this little group seems nice, but we don't know these people. Not really. I mean, I hardly know you either. It can't hurt to keep a few secrets.
But how can knowledge be aggregated properly in the absence of honesty?
Have you just never met people before?
I have met people.
Oh yeah? How many?
You, and two, is that, and then her, that's three, and do they count? That could be, I don't know if they count. Four?
Oh my god. Look, if you can count on your fingers the number of people you've interacted with, that's not a great start. Just, I don't know. I guess, how can I help you? Because this might have been how you lived before, but we could be all that's left, you know? It's important that we can all get along.
Okay. I was created by the Judgment.
You created?
Created, turned, I don't know. I don't know what, if anything, I was before, but now I'm this. I seek out knowledge. I don't know why. I think maybe that I'm supposed to be some kind of ambassador for the Judgment, but...
But the Judgment's gone. So what do you do now?
I don't know.
You know, there's nothing wrong with just being human.
That's where you're wrong.
Excuse me?
Leading up to all this, there was someone like me. The Vault, they went by.
Sounds like those entities suck at naming things.
I thought that we were opposed, that only the Judgment or the Ineffable could win. They made me speak its name, and it caused all this.
You're saying...
Yes. I'm the reason, the Ineffable One. I'm the reason the world ended. I was lied to. Tricked. I placed my trust in the wrong people, and it ended like this.
That sounds awfully human of you.
Yeah. I suppose that you're right.
Thank you.
They were remarkably efficient in setting up a living space. Jesse had 5 tents, enough for those of us that were there, but we appear to have gained a few more. I've not met them yet. Apparently, a couple of them know Jesse, so I suppose that's of note. I've been thinking a lot about what Julia said. That sounds awfully human of you.
Human of you.
Does it? Perhaps I have changed. Perhaps I've changed immeasurably so, but I could never notice it because all along I was still me. I didn't have another point of reference, but if I think about how I treated that soldier and how cold I was when I killed the officer, yet when push came to shove, I collapsed under the pressure. Yes. I think there's a little bit of human growing in between the cracks.
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah.
Whoa, you. You look like... like shit, really.
Cheers.
Is this about, the whole human thing? Because you can't let it get to you. You need to-
I've come to terms with it. So, new people, huh?
Yeah, 2 of them. Finn and Tyler, I think their names were. Jesse said they knew one of them from work, back before everything, you know?
Can I meet them?
That depends. Are you going to do your whole tell me the secrets of the universe and God thing again? Thought so. Instead, I've got a super important task for you.
Hmm?
I need you to look after Gab while I get them set up.
Gab!
Can you do that?
Wait, what?
It'll only be for a couple of hours.
But they might know something.
They look in rough shape.
Then they'll want more than anyone to get answers.
They'll want to grieve. They've lost a friend. During the Ineffable's rampage, they must have been separated. Just let them grieve.
But what if their friend is still out there?
No. People die. Have some sympathy. Better yet, some humanity. Don't leave this tent. It'll be a couple of hours. Bye, honey.
What two men, Emmy? Why are you crying?
It's nothing.
When I'm sad, I think about dinosaurs. Or Daddy. But Daddy's not here. Mummy says he won't be here for a long time.
What was your dad like?
My daddy was a soldier. He fought the big eye and he made it go BOOM!
A soldier.
I want to see my kid. Let me stop this thing.
I'm sure he was a wonderful man.
But I asked Mummy where he went and she started crying. Like you. So then I went to beat up the eye because I think it hurt Daddy and it made Mummy cry. But then the bug man said that I should stay inside, so I did that instead.
The will of the
Bug man. Did the bug man have a name?
Nope.
There must have been a name. The vault. Was it the vault?
Maybe. But Uncle David called it the silencer and said that it was going to beat the eye. But Mummy said not to listen to that silly man.
Uncle David? Do you mean David Ashton?
Uncle David. Mummy said he had scary dreams and he had to go somewhere special to stop having them. But I have scary dreams too, and I'm not going anywhere special.
I am sad that my dad's not with my brother, but it's not the same here as the other.
Your uncle. He was a genius, Gabriel. A visionary beyond his time. He was wiser than all of us combined, just nobody knew it just yet.
What's a visionary?
Never mind. Hey, what's that?
This is my dinosaur book.
Oh yeah? Do you want to...
Dinosaurs lived a long, long time ago. Before Mummy and Daddy and Uncle David and you, and they were this big! And they had horns and big teeth and scales, and some people say they have feathers, but that would look silly because...
I get that you're trying to be helpful, but you can't just expect me to just... What, let this happen? This is a killer we're talking about.
You don't actually know that.
Fine. If not a killer, then a cult leader at the very least. This is Charles Manson. This is Koresh. This is...
Whoa, hang on. When did you learn about those?
I got bored.
Boredom. A human trait, wouldn't you say?
Oh, but this... If I could find my old apartment, I could show you. It was a compound, a prison, and this lunatic was running it.
The whole point of this camp is that everyone deserves a second chance.
How can you say that? After all the damage that monster has caused.
Need I remind you that...
No! No, you don't need to. I will carry that burden with me for the rest of my life. I can never undo that.
I'm sorry. Look, we can keep a close eye on this so-called fanatic of yours, but... I mean, it's not like anything's happened just yet. I mean, how do you even know you've got the right person?
Praises be to the eye. The great, the infallible, the eye in the sky.
Touché. Still, I think that this will resolve itself. Just don't worry, okay? Go and get some rest. If anything crazy happens, you can come and do your whole quiz show bit.
It's not a quiz show. It's an interview.
Just go and get some rest. I'll see if I can arrange a meeting between the two of you later.
Okay. Thank you.
For what?
Teaching me? Protecting me? My secret? I'll figure this out. I'll fix things.
I don't care if you fix things. It's enough that you're trying.
I'll see you later, Julia.
Inquisitor?
Nope. No, no. Come on. No. Who's there?
It's, me. It's Finn. I'm new here. People say you've been asking questions about the eye and the rest of it.
Yes, I have. Come on in. I have the recorder set up already. Can I get you something? A drink? I can't really get you a drink. You'd have to go to the kitchen tent for that, but...
I'm good, thanks.
So, the apocalypse.
The apocalypse-ish.
Where to begin? Well, the beginning would be a good place to start, I guess. Please, describe your experience of the judgment. The eye, that is, appearing. Where were you? What were you doing and the like?
Well, I was working when it happened. A supermarket at the time, not long after lunch. Didn't even notice till someone left and yelled, "What is that?" and then ran back inside. They locked themselves in the supply closet for hours. So we went to take a look, and that's when we see, well, this big eye just staring down at us, and belts of fire wrapping around on every side, and all the little eyes inside the flames just blinking and scuttling like bugs. It was creepy. We were half tempted to join the customer in the supply closet after that. Still, what can you do? You know, giant eye appears, but still the crushing gears of capitalism continue. For most people, anyway. The boss came in the next day and laid us all off. Nobody saw it coming. Do you know how miserable it is to job search at the best of times? Let alone during the literal apocalypse?
Interesting. Out of curiosity, you don't have to share this, of course. What was your score? The number assigned to you in the watershed?
My score, it was about 70, I think.
And how did all this, the judgment and your score, affect your daily life?
Well, as I said, we all got laid off. Job seeking the apocalypse, etc., etc.
Right.
They'd ask sometimes. Once I got tied up to a lie detector and they asked, and they were staring at me all intense, trying to get me to crack and admit I was lying when I wasn't. Ugh. Job hunting was a bust, honestly. Mostly I just cooked for my roommates, Tyler, and... Forget it. This is stupid. I shouldn't have come here.
Puck Adams. What happened to them?
Why do you know that name?
Irrelevant. What happened?
Couldn't save them, okay? Noodles. Noodles. Every bloody day. They just rotted. Withered away. Right in front of us. Day after day, everything identical, everything stagnating the same, but worse and worse, and creeping further and further into decay, and it was all my fault. If I'd managed to get a job, to keep a job, to do anything, we could have afforded.
I'm sure it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, and what would you know? It was my fault. Because if it wasn't, then there's nothing I could do, nothing anybody could do, and if that's the case, I don't want to think about it, okay? This was stupid. Goodbye.
I'll be here if you'd like to try and talk about... Did I say the wrong thing? That rot, though. I wonder how literal that was. That sounds very much like the Ineffable's work. I wonder... These people confuse me. These people confuse me.
I knew you'd come, Inquisitor. Why, you ask? I was told. The Eye told me. The witless servant, the pretender, will make itself known, it said. This is a false prophet. I am unshaken in my faith, you see. Tea? I would pour you some, but as you can see, my hands are bound. It's thought that counts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it that brings you here in particular? Of course, the Eye is never so particular in its decrees. It prefers to leave things up to the imagination. My followers, all gone now, you must understand, lacked this imagination. They longed for reason amidst the madness, but in doing so they called their own faith into question. The Eye does not look upon heretics kindly. First, it burns them. Show me your hands, pretender. Show them. I think you'd like to know, too, what form the mark of the Eye takes. Beautiful. Wonderful. Do you see it? The lines, the curvature. Wonderful. You wouldn't know it were there if you didn't seek it out, yet the Eye... The Eye always knows. You made sure of that, pretender. What? You don't see it? Or no? I think you do. You just don't want to see it. You're scared. Scared of what it might mean if you still belong to the Eye and yet...
I belong to nobody.
Oh, how stoic of you. And yet how you threw yourself upon the mercy of humans the very moment the Eye abandoned you. I've seen how you look at her. I wonder how the Eye would feel about that.
About what?
It's right there. Surely you see it now, shining on your hands, clear as day. Go on, pretender. Take a look. I know you're curious.
No. No, 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 no.
Impressive. Though, of course, it confines itself to the hands. It's more than that. Do you see it? Your entire being belongs to the Eye. Huh. I wonder how that would feel.
I'll kill you.
Go ahead. Do the Eye's dirty work, lapdog.
I'll kill you! Julia.
What the hell is your problem? Weird names, awkwardness, that's nothing. But you just tried to kill somebody.
Julia, I...
You what? You were trying to do the right thing? Because that was the new Charles Manson? You don't get to decide who lives and dies. This is the closest thing to a society we have left. Why are you so adamant on destroying it?
I was trying to do the right thing.
Then try harder. It's pathetic. You're pathetic. I don't know why I bothered helping you. I should have just left you under that rubble.
Do you mean that?
Yes. Yes, I think I do.
Very well. Tell Gabriel I said goodbye.
And where do you think you're going?
Far away. It's clear enough that I can't belong here. So that means that I should leave, right?
There you go. Here's the kid missing. Oh, bad time?
Not at all. I was just leaving. Goodbye, Julia. Gab? Jesse?
Inquisitor! Look! Jesse showed me a... high five! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mummy, the Inquisitor won't give me a high five.
Go on. It's the least you could do since you're leaving and everything.
No, I...
Ha! I got ya!
Yeah, no, I...
Oh my god!
You weren't meant to...
Inquisitor? Inquisitor?
On Asphalt Bones is a strictly fictional podcast distributed free of charge by the Listless Network under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 international license. This episode was written by Scarlett Foster, with script editing by Gray Kilgour, audio engineering by Scarlett Foster, and directing by Alex Abrahams, AMJ Scott, and Scarlett Foster. Megan Charlo as the Inquisitor. Chloe Peterson and Gray Kilgour as Gabriel Ashton, the Child. Mackenzie Dillon as Julia Ashton, the mother. Catherine Death Andruskova as Steve, the reporter. Jordan Hendrickson as Jesse. Devin McLaughlin as the soldier. Chloe Peterson as the vault. Ben Phantom as David Ashton, the prophet. Finley Lemma as the cult leader. And Michael M. as Finn.
And me, Will, doing the outro. For more information, as well as show transcripts and additional content, please check our show notes, follow us on Instagram and the website formerly known as Twitter at OnAsphaltBones, and check out our website at www.listlessnetwork.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, there is a place for all of us when we step past the bounds of that which we know.